Facing the Demon Headmaster by Gillian Cross. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Purple.
Ellie's completely changed since she started going to Purple, Mandy said breathlessly. She says it's the most fantastic club there's ever been, and the DJ's brilliant. She wants to take us next time. All six members of Splat were sitting in Ian's lounge, drinking milkshakes. Mandy looked round at them, her face pink and eager. Well, she said, shall we go? How can a club be that great? Thought Dinah. She didn't know Mandy's cousin Ellie, but she knew Mandy very well, and it took a lot to get her so excited. Was it really worth going to this Purple thing, whatever it was? Dinah glanced at the other four to see what they were thinking. Lloyd and Harvey, her two adopted brothers, had quite different expressions. Harvey was beaming, but Lloyd looked cautious. He wouldn't give a lead until he knew what everyone thought. Ingrid was grinning and blowing bubbles down her straw. Let's make it a Splat outing! On Wednesday! That's the next under-18s night, isn't it? Lloyd nodded, but he was still being cautious. He looked at Ian. What do you think? Ian leaned back in his chair, stretching out his long legs.
I'm not desperately keen. He drew.